Thank you very much for joining me and listening. I really do appreciate this. My name is Swadik Mayanja, but I do go by Q. And yes, I am Q the nurse. And for those folks that are first-time listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just to give you the quick rundown of what this show is all about, every single Friday, your boy Q brings you news, current events, and fun topics for nurses and healthcare providers everywhere. And then on Sundays is for a much more of the broader public. Every Sunday, I drop an everyday hero show. Yes, indeed, I do believe nurses are everyday heroes. I feel as though that nurses do not get the credit that they deserve. But I thought to myself, wait a hot second, Q. That might just be a little conceited. They must be folks that do amazing things that don't get the credit that they deserve. And in fact, that is the majority of human beings today. So every single Sunday, I bring on someone special. Somebody that is doing something for us that we just don't say thank you enough to them for. So yes, this clip is from my last week's Everyday Hero show with Nora. And you, for the most of the clip, you just hear me talking, but that's because I am asking the simple question as to why won't the American Nurses Association contact me? After I reached out to them hundreds of times, hundreds is a lie, maybe 5-6 times, but I reached out to them in every way I possibly could, and no answers, zero answers. And the reason I am trying to contact the ANA is because they are opposed to a bill for safe patient ratios here in Massachusetts, and specifically to nurses, so safe patient ratios for nurses. They are opposed to having that bill passed here in Massachusetts, and I'd like to find out why. I had Nora on the show, and Nora explained to me why the MNA, the Massachusetts Nurses Association, is pushing for the bill, but the ANA won't. Should I be concerned? Maybe. I don't know, but that is the situation. And here is my little rant as to why I think they should, as to my frustration with them not answering me. Thank you guys very much for listening to me. So just remember, every single Friday, the news, I bring you current events, the news, and fun topics. And then every single Sunday, I bring to you guys an everyday hero. And we talk about what makes them and what makes what they do special. And we spread that with the world. Thank you for listening to Q the Nurse. And like I always end, please subscribe. If you are listening to Anchor, please leave me a message. If you're listening everywhere else, leave a rating because I'd love to know what you think of this podcast. Thank you, guys. Catch you tomorrow for the nursing news. I did a video, and this most recent video I did on question one, I ended it by saying that I'm on the no side. I'm leaning towards the no side. Right now, to be honest, because I just know my experiences where the hospital I am working at is, I am leaning towards the no. I'm just going to be honest with you. Even me taking the trip all the way down to Washington, D.C., fighting for this exact issue, I think the way it's coming out and the violations, that process really turns me away from it. Because I think I'm just confused at a couple of things, which I'm going to clear up now. And those things are the cost, how we're going to get those nurses, and what that means for the rest of the state. Mm-hmm. Those are my main concerns. I just want to clear the air and just tell you how that happened. Nora's here. I have a bunch of questions. I already sent them to her because there's some very detailed questions, and I didn't want to spend this entire time Googling stuff and looking things up, so I sent her that information. But they will be questions definitely that I have not sent her. And the last thing before we get into this, I contacted the ANA. I contacted the MNA, who are pushing it, and the ANA, who are against it. MNA, literally the day I contacted them, sent them an email. I got an email back. I got a call from one of the members, and then they set this up literally within 3 days. The email was there. The ANA, listen, I am telling you right now, I am on the no side, and I do want to talk to someone from the ANA. That's what I'm saying. I've contacted them on Facebook, emailed them, called them. I've done literally everything I can to get someone here to have a conversation, and they haven't responded. So if anyone out there is hearing this before November 7th or 6th, November 6th, please contact me because I would love to hear the other side. Until then, I can't do anything else, but you have to hand it off. Credit where credit's due, the MNA. Not only did they answer me, they did it efficiently, and she's here, Nora's here. So credit where credit is due, and I think that's the theme of the goddamn conversation that we had today. But like I said, the M&A has been efficient. Literally an hour after she left, I got an email from David who said, oh, I heard about the interview. It went well. Let me know when it goes out. We'd like to share it. Doesn't matter if you said if it was positive for us or negative for us. We would like to share it. Nora is happy with it. I was like, amazing. Thank you again. Right? The ANA to this for last 45 minutes ago, it's 11:55 p.m. September 2nd. 45 minutes when I last checked my email, I still haven't returned an email. And don't get it twisted, all right? I'm not so high ego where I believe just because the ANA hasn't responded to cue the nurse that they're afraid or whatever, okay? So obviously, if they don't want to come on camera on the show, I get it, respect. But I sent them an email to 3 different emails, and it wasn't, I need you on camera, I don't want to hear your information. I first asked as a nurse, I was concerned and I wanted to hear their side of it. That was number one. Number two is I asked if after they give me the information like the M&A did for me to read for myself and then I could report it to you. I said if or after I get that information, you guys are willing to send someone out to have a conversation with me on the show, then great. They haven't responded to either email. When I say either email, I really tried. I sent it to the info email that's on their website. I sent it to 2 or 3 different board of directors on their website. And I used an email that they had on their Facebook page. I've called them 2 different numbers, 1 on their website, 1 on their Facebook page, left a message at both. And I messaged them on Facebook. So I have done my due diligence and they haven't responded to me as a nurse that is intrigued and that wants to get information from them and or a nurse that would like to have them have a conversation just like I did with the M&A. If you're getting better results, please let me know what I'm doing wrong because I have reached out. Like I said, credit where credit is due. The M&A came out. It's September 2nd, so we have some time till November, right? As long as I get a response, I don't care. I know, it's crazy. I mean, you guys are fighting the hard fight, and you guys are the smaller organization. The M&A is huge. You don't have time to come to talk to Q the Nurse. Fine, got it, heard you. Let me just get some kind of answer, please, and thank you. Even if it's a no, but you want to send me information, I would like to read from the other side what you guys have to say, what you guys have, right? I went on your coalition website, and I went there, and I got the information I could get. I thought it was the best you guys had because it was on your page, but the M&A showed up, the M&A had the conversation, and the M&A keep talking back.
So yes, you guys do know that I am very frustrated and I'm not frustrated. And I said it in the segment that I'm not here yelling and screaming at the top of my lungs because I think I'm so important that I need to be listened to. But like I said, I asked them in multiple ways. I asked them as a nurse, number one, as a reporter for the news. And then I asked them as just a general person, like a human being concerned about the bill. None of those situations gave me a response. And that's why I am upset. And that's why the longer it takes, the more concerned I am. Do they really believe and stand by the facts that they put up on their website? Are they afraid to come out in public and say it and put a face on the information that they passing as facts? Those are the questions we have. And those are the questions I need answered. So that's all I am asking. Let me just air out the information you are putting out there on your website and on Facebook and in every social and telling people to vote no. Put a face on that. Don't just put the organization and then just put flood the interwebs and the TV screens and people's heads with facts. False or true, we don't know because no one's saying it. It's just the organization. So put a face to it. Own it. And maybe then people can like really relate. So I appreciate the M&A. I want the ANA to come on by. And then I appreciate you guys that are listening to this. If you are a nurse, you should be as concerned as I am. If you are a nurse and you have contacted the ANA or if you are part of the ANA, please reach out to them or let me know what I'm doing wrong or if there's an email address I should be using. And if you're not a nurse or just if you are or if you're not, if you're a human being, please leave a message. Tell me what you guys think. And then always, 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 please subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it. If you are listening on Anchor, leave a message. I want to hear your thoughts on this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And please, last thing, leave a rating. Let me know how I'm doing. Bad, good, or ugly, whatever. Let me know so I can fix it and get better and this community can become stronger. Thank you. Bye-bye.